Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. May I speak with Jonathan?
Sure.
All right. Okay, just fill this out. Okay. First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
All right. So as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. And the election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. Chances are 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
I'm not sure about the primary, actually.
All right. So would that maybe be that you don't think you will vote, or would it be maybe...
I'd go with 50-50.
All right. So in a presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but they skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, if you do, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably they'll vote. Chances are 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
Board of Supervisors would be 100%.
All right, so would that be almost certain to vote?
Yes, yeah, almost certain.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born in?
1977.
1977, all right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
All right. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or any other race? Any other race?
White.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I don't really have an opinion either way on that.
All right, that's okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. And if you could please tell me which one of these concerns you the most, or which one you think is the most important for deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. So the options are housing affordability, jobs and wages, public safety and crime, parental rights and education, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, homelessness, water policy, or inflation and cost of living.
None of those.
All right. Okay, so now I'm going to read you names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or if you never heard of them, that's totally fine as well.
Gotcha.
So the first person is Paul Diktos.
No opinion.
All right. What about Steve Brendo?
Never heard of him.
All right. What about Gary Bredefeld?
Nope.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable?
Oh, yeah, I don't know him either way.
Oh, all right. Okay. What about Donald Trump?
I have heard of Donald Trump.
So will your opinion be towards him be very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Or no opinion?
Very, very unfavorable for him.
All right. What about Joe Biden?
I really don't have an opinion either way on him.
All right, that's okay. And what about Gavin Newsom?
Who's that? Gavin Newsom? Same thing. I really don't care either way.
All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Dion Bordes,
that's who I'd vote for.
Oh, right. Okay, well, I kind of have to read, like, the whole list. Sorry.
Gotcha. I know the dude. That's would be the only reason I would really vote for the district.
Wow. Oh, my God. Really? You know him? That's so interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the options, as well as Dion Bordes. There's also Bryce Herrera, Paul Diktos, who is a CPA/assessor-recorder. There's Gary Bredefeld, who's businessman/councilmember. And there's Steve Brendo, who's county supervisor/businessman.
Yeah, I'd vote for Dion.
All right. How certain are you that you would vote for Dion Bordes? Are you very certain?
100%. That is all my intention.
Oh, okay. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brendo as county supervisor? Would you call
don't know.
It excellent, good? Oh, I don't know? Immediately?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Oh, all right.
But it's one of those, kind of doesn't matter to me either way. because the dude I know is running, and that's who I'm voting for.
All right. I totally get that. Well, the next question is kind of the same thing. Well, it's actually the same thing. But it's, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a friend?
Yeah, same thing. No clue. He might be doing great. He might be doing terrible.
All right. Well, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate of, like, or candidates in general for Fresno County Supervisor. And for each, if you could please tell me if you would be less likely to vote for this candidate or, like, more, much likely or stuff like that.
Okay.
So the first one is a candidate who's a Democrat, and the options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, and much less likely.
It would depend on who the other candidates were. I mean, I wouldn't vote primarily just based on party, I guess, on Democrat.
All right, that's okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Maybe it needed it. I don't know. I'd have to know more about the issue.
All right. What about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
I don't think that would really factor in my opinion. I don't know, depending on what they were running for, I guess. If they're running for board supervisor, I wouldn't care about that.
All right. Well, so would that be maybe somewhat less likely, much less likely?
It's not that I would be more likely or less likely. It wouldn't affect my opinion.
All right. That's okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
I'm not sure. It's one of those, maybe. That might be a good thing. It might be a bad thing. I don't know enough about those topics to be able to make a judged opinion.
All right. That's okay. And what about a candidate who is 80 years old?
Same thing. Do I think it's a bad thing? I don't know. Maybe. Is it a good thing? Maybe. It depends on what they're going for. But I don't think age in particular would sway my opinion.
All right. That's totally okay. What about a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
All right, that's okay. What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
I would be more slightly against that. I don't know. But again, it depends on what we're talking about. It's like, did we have hardcore pornography? I doubt it.
All right. Well,
I want to see what we're constituting as pornography. Because I don't know, man. I mean, you got computers down there. Who knows?
Okay. So would that mean we fall under the, like, somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
All right. What about a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
On local taxes and what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear the end.
Oh, it's okay. Local taxes and fees.
I'm not sure that would sway my opinion. Like again, it's one of those, I don't know. I don't know much about the taxes here.
All right, that's totally okay. Next, I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. And after each one, if you could please tell me if there's maybe no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you will vote for that candidate.
Okay.
So this one is Paul Dictos. So Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor-Recorder, and he is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Now, based on that information, I would say there's no chance we would vote for him. There's a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance.
Based on that description,
yes.
I'd be pretty neutral about it, honestly. It's like it just sounded, it's like to me the statement came off as just standard politician kind of statements. It's like it's what you would expect to hear from someone, I guess. So.
All right. Totally get that. So would you say that just those categories don't fit under your answer?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Because
I don't think that based on that would make me care about that person either way.
All right.
Like, it wouldn't make me less likely to vote for him, but it wouldn't make me more likely to vote for him, that's for sure.
Okay. Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up to law enforcement or military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. Now, after hearing that information, it's kind of like the same thing. It's there's no chance you're going to vote for him. There's a small chance, there's a fair chance or a good chance based on what I just said.
Based on what that was, probably no chance I'd vote for him.
All right. And then lastly, again, like the three statements of the candidates, the next one is Steve Rendeau. Steve Rendeau currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Rendeau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Rendeau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. So based on that, would you say there's no chance, small chance, fair chance, or a good chance you might vote for him?
Shit, if he's protecting the families. Yeah, there's no chance I'd vote for him.
All right. Now, after hearing all of that information about, like, the candidates and, like, them, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were, again, Dion Bordes, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA/assessor-recorder, Gary Bredefeld, who's a businessman/council member, and Steve Rendeau, county supervisor/businessman, who would you vote for?
I'm going to vote for Dion.
All right. Yeah, I had a very big feeling.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's like, yeah, I know the dude. He's super cool.
Cool. All right. Well, finally, I just want to ask some questions, like, strictly for statistical purposes. So do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or maybe, like, an independent? Or?
Yeah, I'm a registered independent.
All right. Do you think yourself as closer to a Republican or the Democratic Party?
I've voted for both parties in the past. It really just depends on how politically engaged I am at the time and you know, looking at the candidates and what I'm looking for.
All right. So maybe would you say that you're, like, neither because you're strictly independent?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you're a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm more liberal.
All right. Would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
I don't know. Again, it would depend on how we're defining liberal at that point.
All right. Well, I kind of need one of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a survey with definite answers that they're looking for. Damn it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one.
All right. Well, it's totally fine. Okay. And Jess, what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. All right. Oh, wow. Congratulations. And now, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Yeah, I live with family.
All right. And that will conclude our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it and that you stayed in.
Excellent. Have yourself a good night.
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
Goodbye.